at 609 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane with traffic. And, of course, on Thursdays, that means our buddy Captain Bobby stops by for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Get ready for this upcoming weekend. Now, let's check headlines with Kelly Finley.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Senator Doug Jones admits that he is right now doing his research and has not made a decision on whether to approve Brett Kavanaugh for the U.S. Supreme Court. He says that while he has not made a decision, he will not cave to pressure from either side, saying, quote, "Because I believe that the Senate of the United States has a shared responsibility for Supreme Court nominations as an independent shared responsibility with the president. Frankly, advice and consent has been ceded. The president did not need advice from the Senate before he did this, but he needs our consent." A senator says he's also right now looking at Kavanaugh's speeches, opinions, and writings, and his record to get a sense of his judicial philosophy. Quote, "At the end of the day, I'm going to make a decision one way or the other that I'm going to live with and justify to you, whether you agree with it or not." Congratulations to Gulf Shores, Alabama, receiving accolades this morning after being named one of the top 25 markets for buying a vacation rental. Vacasa has ranked Gulf Shores as number 11 and is the only Alabama community on the list. Pensacola Beach came in number 15 and Forgotten Coast, Florida, ranked number 1. Also on the list, the Smoky Mountains, Coachella Valley, California, and Park City, Utah. According to the company, Vacasa manages more than 9,400 vacation homes in the U.S., Central America, and South America. And there are 11,000 rental units in Gulf Shores, and a median annual revenue when it comes to rental revenue is little more than $34,000. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. State Representative Randy Davis has pleaded not guilty to bribery-related charges. The Daphne politician, along with former Alabama Republican Party Chairman Marty Connors and G. Ford Gilbert of California, are accused in a scheme to pressure the state's largest insurance company to cover diabetes treatments at certain health clinics. We now know this morning the name of a teenager killed in a car crash in Mobile County. Police say 19-year-old Christopher McCants ran off Schillinger Road and struck a utility pole just after midnight Wednesday. Last year, McCants graduated from Blount High School, where he played football.
The kid was here smiling, talking to administrators, thanking teachers, thanking coaches, encouraging players. I mean, and that was yesterday, and today he's gone.
A warning for drivers: slow down in school zones. Mobile police say they issued 142 citations on the first day of school. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Help your child be successful this school year and schedule their annual comprehensive eye exam. Know the warning signs for vision loss and encourage them to practice eye safety. Eye injuries are the leading cause of vision loss in children. Help prevent your child from being one of the 12 million children with vision impairment.
This is State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris. For more information, visit our website, www.alabamapublichealth.gov.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information. information.
War Eagle 2018 is sure to be exciting for the Auburn Tigers. Hi, this is Rod Bramlett, voice of the Tigers, inviting you and your business to be a part of this season's Auburn excitement. At Auburn Sports Partnership, we'll let all Auburn and SEC fans know about your business and show support for the Tigers. Call Director of Sales Bill Roth for full details at 251-344-1065 extension 15, or just email bill at fmtalk1065.com. Auburn football starts soon, so get on board on your exclusive home for the Auburn Tigers in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, and we start off with some local news. AL.com reported yesterday that Davidson High School football coach Fred Riley has been put on administrative leave by the Mobile County Public School System. In May of this year, a cell phone video surfaced of then-freshman Rodney Kim Jr. being assaulted by teammates following a Davidson spring football practice. Kim family since then has called for Riley to be dismissed and also filed a $12 million lawsuit against the MCPSS. And last week, another video emerged showing a different Davidson player being attacked, and two more families filed similar notices against the school system. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost a close one to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 7-6. Bay Bears rallied from three runs down to tie the game at six in the sixth inning, but a sacrifice fly wound up driving in the game winner for Pensacola in the seventh inning. Tonight, game two of the five-game series here in Mobile. First pitch at the Hank for Thirsty Thursday is set for 6:35 p.m. In the majors, it was a big night for the Atlanta Braves in the National League East as they defeated division rival Washington 8-3. Ronald Acuna Jr. had a two-run home run and also robbed Washington's Matt Adams of a home run at the wall.
Hammered center field. Look out. Harper going back. He'll turn and he'll watch it go. Look out. The 20-year-old puts a charge into that one. Ronald Acuna Jr. looking on. And Adams puts a charge into this one to center field. Acuna near the wall, leaping, and he makes the grab. What a catch! He stole a home run from Matt Adams.
The Braves, oh yeah. I added that little swoosh there.
Did
you like that?
Yeah, I really did.
Tried switching it up a little bit here. Braves are now only a half game behind Philadelphia for the NL East lead after Arizona shut out the Phillies last night 6-0. So it was a good night for the Braves.
Yeah.
In college basketball on Wednesday, the NCAA announced that it will make major changes to the NBA draft process. One change is that the league will now allow elite high school basketball recruits and college players to be represented by agents who are certified by the NCAA. The NCAA will leave it to the USA Basketball governing body to determine which high school players are considered elite and therefore good enough to have representation.
Well, so here comes a whole nother, can of worms with who's elite and who's not.
Yes, and a major problem. USA Basketball said they didn't want any part of this and are not prepared to decide which players are elite and which aren't. And in another major change, the league announced that college players not selected in the NBA draft will have the opportunity to return to school. The new rule states that players who participate in the NBA Combine can return as long as they notify their athletics director of their intent by the Monday following the draft. Huh. Currently, players who remain in the draft and are not selected are forced to pursue other professional options instead of returning to the NCAA. The league also announced that there will be stricter punishments, including longer postseason bans, suspensions, and increased recruiting restrictions for coaches who break the NCAA rules. In golf, the final major of the 2018 season begins today at Belle Reve Country Club in St. Louis with the 100th edition of the PGA Championship. The field features all of the world's top players, including world number one Dustin Johnson and defending champion Justin Thomas. Johnson's the current favorite to win at around 8-1 odds, followed by Rory McIlroy and Justin Thomas at 12-1. Players begin teeing off at 6:50 this morning. Thomas, McIlroy, and Tiger Woods will start their round at 8:23. Jordan Spieth, John Rahm, and Justin Rose take the course at 12:37, and Dustin Johnson, Bubba Watson, and Adam Scott will tee off at 12:53 this afternoon. TV coverage will begin this afternoon on TNT. And we end it with some sad news in the golf world, as Australian golfer Jared Lyle died after a long struggle with cancer at the age of 36.
Oh my gosh.
Lyle won twice on the Nationwide Tour in 2008, and he was first diagnosed with leukemia as a teenager, suffered recurrences of the disease in 2012 and 2017. He did return to the U.S. PGA Tour in 2013 after he beat cancer for a second time, but the illness returned, and last week Lyle announced his decision to forego further treatment. He was survived by his wife, Brienne, and daughters, 6-year-old Lucy. and 2-year-old Gemma. A real tough story there in golf. In the NFL tonight, 12 games to kick off the first official week of the preseason. 22 teams will be taking the field for the first time in 2018, while the Chicago Bears and Baltimore Ravens will play their second games after they opened the preseason last Thursday in the Hall of Fame game. Tonight, the New Orleans Saints will get their first look at the 2018 team when they play the Jacksonville Jaguars beginning at 6 o'clock.
Is there like a London game or something like that?
In the regular season, there will be. I think they're up to 4 London games now a year.
Okay, because didn't it start as preseason there and then...
I think so, and then they added 1 a year in the regular season, then it went up to 2, 3, 4. And the word is that eventually, if they put a franchise in London, it could be the Jacksonville Jaguars with their owner Shad Khan, who moved their team over to London. But that'll be in the distant future if that does occur. So there could be a London team, and they would play 8 weeks over here and then have 8, I guess, home games in London so they don't have to travel back and forth and back and forth.
Do they have, I guess they have turnout and attendance pretty good there?
Yeah, they have a great turnout, just everybody's wearing different jerseys because everybody's teams of different teams or fans of different teams.
Well, listen, it's an expansion. Just never thought about expansion being overseas.
But. Yeah, pretty big market over there in London. 620 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Morning.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by 3-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lanyap Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lanyap gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here, plus we're locally owned too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lanyap, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting, plus the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic hideous pink or regal purple boxes. In the mail for just $1 a week and online at lanyapmobile.com. Lanyap, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue so far this morning. No delays from the tunnels and all the way across the Bayway so far. Fairhope at Daphne, Spanish Fort at Ride Long I-10, Malbus to Loxley. We've had light traffic and no delays and no accidents in the roadways. Jubilee Roofing, a name you can trust, has been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. Providing new roofs and roof repairs, from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs, see them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Thursday, by the way, as school is back in for a majority now. Of course, Mobile County Public Schools started back on Monday. You had Satsuma, Saraland starting back this week. And I know that my kid's back to school today. Word to the wise, and I'll give you the stats here, but MPD was writing tickets like chiclets earlier this week. As some stats on how many tickets they wrote in school zones. We'll get to that in just a second. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Officers from the Pensacola Police Department have arrested a man they believe kidnapped and raped raped an unconscious woman Sunday night. Corey Antoine Hill was arrested at his Pensacola apartment early Wednesday morning. He's charged with rape and kidnapping. Bond has been set at $150,000. The victim was kidnapped after becoming unconscious at a bar on Palafox Street. Now, while the victim's male friend left her to go retrieve his vehicle, another person swooped in, police say, which was Corey Hill, literally picking up the woman and putting her in his vehicle. After regaining consciousness the next morning, she filed a police report. Tropical Storm Debbie is the fourth named storm of 2018 in the Atlantic, unexpectedly gaining some strength. Wednesday night, with a maximum sustained winds hitting 50 miles per hour. Debbie's in the central Atlantic and is no threat to land. National Hurricane Center expects it to dissipate in the next few days. But there's that burst of intensity, which we now know about, is not expected to last, which of course is good news. Hurricane Center expects the storm to gradually weaken and transition to an extra tropical storm on Thursday and then dissipate by Friday. Now, while Debbie is not a threat to the U.S., there is another storm moving closer to Hawaii. On Wednesday, Hurricane Hector was tracked south of the islands with winds of 115 miles per hour. And as always, whenever it comes to our weather, the best person to turn to is our very own Dr. Bill. You listen to him every morning right here on FM Talk 106.5. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks. Kelly, 625, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, online at fmtalk1065.com. And three big things you need to know this morning. One of them I just mentioned. MPD reporting 142, y'all count them, let's count along here school-wise, 142 school zone citations issued on the first day of school in Mobile County. Police issued more than 100 citations to drivers in school zones on the first day of school for Mobile County, story from WKRG. According to MPD, officers issued a total of 142 citations, 46 were for speeding. The roads around Cranford Burns Middle School had the highest number of speeding citations, followed by the area around Callaway Smith Middle School. So, 142. By the way, police are urging drivers to slow down in school zones.
Oh, okay, good.
They're urging them with a ticket. You know what? Good.
With fines.
Good. It's not like one of those. The school zone thing is, it's not a speed trap. You know, it's not a surprise deal. It's mm-hmm. It is a school zone.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, I tell you what, I have gotten chastised by the crossing guard at my kid's school.
Yeah,
because you pull up and they take over the stop sign. Right, the stop signs don't work normally. They decide who's going and who's the normal rotation's not there because they're trying to make sure traffic flows.
Right,
and when they point to me, I take a second to look left and right to pull out and make my left turn. And my God, the car, come on!
You weren't moving.
Come
fast
on!
I'm
like, I'm going in the school zone, dude. You're the crossing guard.
The first week has to be the highest number of uniform citations for the kids in school and the highest number of traffic violations for the parents. But are they speeding is it people speeding going through, or is it parents speeding to get away from their children after dropping them off after long summer?
Burning rubber out like, goodbye, suckers.
Yeah.
Y'all can have them for 8 hours. I don't know. You know, speaking of uniform citations, I had to pick up the last minute uniform stuff yesterday at a well-known local uniform retailer.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking
Zogby's.
About.
So I go, this is like going in the Thunderdome yesterday. I pulled in there at about 4, I think they close at 5 something,
uh-huh.
And I get the text, hey, we got to pick up a couple extra shirts and this and that. The order's waiting on us. Oh, okay. Order's uh-huh. waiting. That's good. It's like I'm going to be pulling up, getting some takeaway food or something. It should be easy. I go to pull in this parking lot, and it is like the Thunderdome of minivans.
Oh, man.
Minivans and Suburbans everywhere. I pulled the old pickup truck in. It takes me about 5 minutes to find a parking place that's actually where people are lined up correctly in the parking. Get that. Go inside to 500 of my closest friends. Yeah, it was something. But we got the uniform, so we're good.
Good.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Davidson High School's football coach is on administrative leave this morning, 4 months after a freshman quarterback was attacked in the school's locker room. Rodney Kim Jr.'s family described that attack as hazing and has publicly demanded the coach's termination. The Kim family and two other families are suing the Mobile County School District for $12 million each.
If we didn't have the evidence, I wouldn't be pushing this hard for him and his staff to be dismissed.
The suspect accused in a bizarre grocery store parking lot SWAT incident has bonded out of jail. Spanish Fort police say Patrick Sullivan Lynch attacked a 60-year-old woman over a shopping cart. They say the two began arguing about how she didn't put her cart away, and that's when Lynch allegedly pulled his pants down and mooned her. And the Burris family is coming out of retirement to reopen a produce market the family first opened in 1986. The news comes days after current owners Rick and Jeannie Stewart announced plans to close the Burris Farmers Market this Sunday. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
War Eagle 2018 is sure to be exciting for the Auburn Tigers. Hi, this is Rod Bramlett, voice of the Tigers, inviting you and your business to be a part of this season's Auburn excitement. An Auburn Sports Partnership will let all Auburn and SEC fans know about your business and show support for the Tigers. Call Director of Sales Bill Roth for full details at 251-344-1065 extension 15 or just email bill at fmtalk1065.com. Auburn football starts soon, so get on board on your exclusive home for the Auburn Tigers in Mobile. FM Talk 1065.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
Singer Percy Sledge was one of the most identifiable voices in the genre of country soul, which emerged from Muscle Shoals in the mid-1960s. In 1966, Sledge recorded his most iconic song, When a Man Loves a Woman. The song topped Billboard's top 100 for 16 weeks. Percy Sledge's career spanned five decades. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2005.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
The Kremlin is denouncing new U.S. sanctions against Russia over the poisoning of an ex-Russian spy in Britain as a breach of international law. President Vladimir Putin's spokesman says, quote, the restrictions are absolutely unlawful. President Trump's TV lawyer Rudy Giuliani is insisting the president's legal team is making what he calls a good faith effort to set up an interview between Trump and the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. But correspondent Abby Phillip tells us the Trump team is trying to set restrictions on topics.
They're open to an interview, but they only want questions on collusion. Questions on obstruction might be possible in written answers, but only if they are not what Giuliani is calling a perjury trap.
The Trump administration's plans for a space force are still being explored. Vice President Mike Pence will talk at the Pentagon today about the plan to create a new military branch dedicated to dominating space. A space force would require congressional approval. Dow stock futures down slightly, the NASDAQ and S&P up. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Viacom and Dropbox post earnings today. We also get a report on weekly jobless claims, the producer price index for July, and a report on wholesale inventories for June. The Wall Street Journal reports Saudi Arabia is pushing back against estimates it increased production last month. The move could pit it against other members of OPEC. Last week, we heard about the crown jewels of Sweden stolen in a brazen heist. Now Bolivia's historic emerald-studded gold presidential medal and sash have been stolen from a car parked in a red light district in the city of El Alto. Police found the empty bag in a church later. Stocks stumbled Wednesday after China unveiled new tariffs on U.S. goods. The Chinese Ministry of Commerce announced a 25% charge on $16 billion worth of U.S. products, including vehicles, fuels such as liquefied natural gas, and fiber optical cables. The Dow closed 45 points lower. The S&P ended nearly flat, with energy underperforming. The NASDAQ managed to squeak out a win by adding four at the close. Futures cautiously higher. That's your Money Now.
The clock is ticking.
Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
World has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today: confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
With Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So, yesterday, once again, living up to August, very, very hot, and then some thunderstorms popping up. Wow, it was just like most days in August.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we expect in the month of August, is these hot temperatures getting into the low 90s with a few afternoon thunderstorms. And that's going to be the situation today. We'll start out with mostly sunny skies this morning and becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon with a few thunderstorms developing. I expect a high today of about 92 degrees. Now, the heat index will run about anywhere from 101 to 103. Tonight, the thunderstorms taper off. Maybe isolated thunderstorm or two in the evening. The low tonight around 75 degrees. And then tomorrow should be a partly cloudy day. Best chance, of course, for sunshine in the morning. And then in the afternoon, scattered thunderstorms with a high again in the lower 90s. Now, for the weekend, it looks like Sunday will be the best day of the weekend. Saturday, upper air disturbance will be moving across Alabama. We've got a good chance for thunderstorms. Most of those will be in the afternoon, but we could see some developing by mid and late morning, the mid and late morning hours. High on Saturday should be around 90 degrees, and then on Sunday, afternoon thunderstorms with a high in the low 90s. And as we get into next week, not much of a change, except that Tuesday and Wednesday will most likely climb into the mid 90s. So except for Saturday, the weather is typical for August.
All right. In the tropics, you were telling us about, was it Debbie that was out in the Atlantic?
Yeah, Debbie is way up now in the North Atlantic Ocean, still a tropical storm, winds of 45 miles an hour, and rapidly moving now to the northeast, no problem for any land areas. Elsewhere, looking good across the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. We're starting to see more in the way of thunderstorm development over the tropical Atlantic, so that means that it may be starting to warm up a bit, so we're going to keep a watch on that.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, of course, is forecast 24-7 here at FM Talk 106.5, but you want to obviously pay attention all hurricane season long, which, for a lot of people, unknown to national news. More times in national news, they'll say, hurricane season lasting through the 1st of October. I was like, yeah, the chart I've got has it through the end of November, pretty close to it. So, and then even have storms after that. But right now, things have been quiet so far. But as Dr. Bill pointed out yesterday, remember Hurricane Andrew way back when? It was the, obviously, a storm, first of the year, later in the month of August, and it was a bruiser. So don't let your guard down yet. We'll just put it that way.
That's why we have Dr. Bill on.
That's right.
He knows the history and he knows the future better than most, actually.
Yes, he has. He has one of those magic eight balls he shakes up and does his forecast. Sitting at 73 right now, coming back with traffic, and we'll check headlines with Kelly Finley.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Trooper of clear of any accidents. Schillinger Road, Airport, Model Bar, Cottage Hill, and Government all looking good so far from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Range Line, Hamilton Boulevard, and Theodore Dawes Road. We've had a quiet ride in so far this morning with no major delays. The 21st Annual Dolphin Street Beer Festival taking place Saturday, August 25th in downtown Mobile, with over 80 different beer tastings at 30 different venues, all within a few city blocks of each other. Find them at beerfestmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
640 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. And by the way, through the end of the month, your chance to win dinner, lunch. Listen, you win a gift certificate to use however you please from the original Oyster House when you post up your sunset picture on their Facebook page and hopefully win. And that's how you get the $50 gift certificate and the tote bag full of goodies from the original Oyster House. Here's the formula. Go to either location. I would suggest in the late afternoon, evening time, because that's kind of when the sun sets. You have to be strategic about that.
No photoshopping.
Right. Real sunset photos. And you could take it from inside the restaurant, outside the restaurant. You could get that sunset over the bay in downtown Mobile or over Little Lagoon at the Gulf Shores location. Post that to Facebook.com/Original Oyster House and hashtag OOH Sunset. Post that to their Facebook page and then make sure your friends know your picture's up there so they can help like it and click on it. And they're going to judge those photographs, and at the end of this month, they will select a winner. That person wins the $50 gift certificate and the tote bag of goodies. All you got to do is go have great dinner at the original Oyster House and snap a photograph while you're there. So check it out. 641, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An appeals court has upheld the 2016 capital murder conviction of Soraya Atkins. She was sentenced to life in prison for a 2014 murder in Coden. 66-year-old Robert Perry died while defending his stepdaughter from two women trying to take his stepdaughter's tax refund. Those women targeted Perry and Stephanie Finney, following them 15 miles before causing an accident to stop them for the robbery. Court records say that Atkins and Kimberly Lindsay made deliberate preparations in terms of this robbery, stealing a license plate to switch onto the other vehicle, borrowing a gun, and waiting for a potential victim to cash a check at the counter at that Walmart. Both were eventually caught when they ran into a dead end, abandoned the vehicle, and police captured them. So a jury found Atkins guilty of capital murder and voted 10-2 in favor of the death penalty, but Mobile County Circuit Judge Michael Young-Peter rejected the jury's recommendation and instead sentenced Atkins to life without parole. The DA appealed, but the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals upheld the conviction. A local seafood business ransacked, robbed, and closed for a few days as an investigation continues as to who swiped cash registers, a safe, and a surveillance system. DIP Seafood has been closed since last Sunday after being hit by thieves. The manager made the discovery when she came into work on Sunday. Police believe whoever did this had some sort of knowledge of the business. If you have information which can assist in this investigation, you're urged to contact 251-208-1700. DIP Seafood expects to reopen for business next Thursday, August the 16th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. State Representative Randy Davis has pleaded not guilty to bribery-related charges. The Daphne politician, along with former Alabama Republican Party Chairman Marty Connors and G. Ford Gilbert of California, are accused in a scheme to pressure the state's largest insurance company to cover diabetes treatments at certain health clinics. We now know this morning the name of a teenager killed in a car crash in Mobile County. Police say 19-year-old Christopher McCants ran off Schillinger Road and struck a utility pole just after midnight Wednesday. Last year, McCants graduated from Blount High School, where he played football.
The kid was here smiling, talking to administrators, thanking teachers, thanking coaches, encouraging players. I mean, and that was yesterday, and today he's gone.
A warning for drivers: slow down in school zones. Mobile police say they issued 142 citations on the first day of school. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Good morning. It's a quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In some local news, AL.com reported Wednesday night that Davidson High School football coach Fred Riley has been put on administrative leave by the Mobile County Public School System. In May of this year, a cell phone video surfaced of then-freshman Rodney Kim Jr. being assaulted by teammates in the locker room following a Davidson spring football practice. Since then, the Kim family has called for Riley to be dismissed and also filed a $12 million lawsuit against the MCPSS. Last week, another video emerged showing a different Davidson player being attacked, and two more families filed similar notices against the school system. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost a close one to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 7-6 on Wednesday night. Bay Bears rallied from three runs down to tie the game at 6 in the sixth inning, but a sacrifice fly wound up driving in the game winner for Pensacola in the seventh inning. Tonight, game two of the five-game series here in Mobile. First pitch at the Hank for Thirsty Thursday is set for 6:35 p.m. In the majors, it was a big night for the Atlanta Braves in the National League East as they defeated division rival Washington 8-3. Ronald Acuna Jr. had a two-run home run, and he also robbed Washington's Matt Adams of a home run at the wall.
Hammered center field. Look out. Harper going back. He'll turn, and he'll watch it go. Look out. The 20-year-old puts a charge into that one. Ronald Acuna Jr. looking on. Adams puts a charge into this one to center field. Acuna near the wall, leaping, and he makes the grab. What a catch! He stole a home run from Matt Adams.
The Braves are now only a half game behind Philadelphia for the NL East lead after Arizona shut out the Phillies last night 6-0. In college basketball on Wednesday, the NCAA announced that it will make major changes to the NBA draft process. One change is that the league will now allow elite high school basketball recruits and college players to be represented by agents who are certified by the NCAA. The league will leave it to the USA Basketball governing body to determine which high school players are considered elite and therefore good enough to have representation. In another major change, the league announced that college players that aren't selected in the NBA draft will have the opportunity to return to school. The new rule states that players who participate in the NBA Combine can return as long as they notify their athletic directors of their intent by the Monday following the draft. Currently, players who remain in the draft and are not selected are forced to pursue other professional options rather than return to school. The league also announced that there will be stricter punishments, including longer postseason bans, suspensions, and increased recruiting restrictions for coaches who break the rules. holes. In golf, the final major of the 2018 season begins today at Belle Reve Country Club in St. Louis with the 100th edition of the PGA Championship. The field features all the world's top players, including world number one Dustin Johnson and defending champion Justin Thomas. Johnson's the current favorite to win at around 8-1 odds. Players will begin teeing off in about 2 minutes. Thomas McIlroy and Tiger Woods will start their round at 8:23 this morning. Jordan Spieth, John Rahm, and Justin Rose take the course at 12:37, and Dustin Johnson, Bubba Watson, and Adam Scott will tee off at 12:53 this afternoon. TV coverage will begin this afternoon on TNT. And in the NFL tonight, there are 12 games to kick off the first official week of the preseason. 22 teams will be taking the field for the first time this year, while the Chicago Bears and Baltimore Ravens will play their second games after they opened the preseason last Thursday in the Hall of Fame game. Tonight, the New Orleans Saints will get their first look at the 2018 team when they play at the Jacksonville Jaguars beginning at 6 o'clock. 6:49 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear again. No delays across the Bayway. A perfect start to our Thursday morning. For traveling in from Loxley and Malbus along I-10, Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard. Also seeing light traffic on the interstate with no major backups. Bama Flooring on Highway 59 now in Robertsdale offers so much more flooring options in those big box stores and a better pricing. You can check out the reviews on Facebook and see why more people are using Bama Flooring for all their flooring needs at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with the FNTalk 106.5. Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. The news, weather, and traffic you need. You need. The talk you want. You want. And the sports you love. You love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5. 106.5.
9 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. This segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by LinkedIn. If you're a business owner, you know that the right hire can have a huge impact on your business. That's why it's crucial you make sure your job post reaches the most qualified candidates that you can reach. You could try posting on job boards, but do you really know who sees those posts? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, their recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. And those insights are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. That's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now, if you hurry over to LinkedIn.com/WAVH, you'll get $50 off your first job post. Once again, that's LinkedIn.com/WAVH for $50 off. Terms and conditions do apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think.
All right, 6:52 FM Talk 106.5. On the way, one of the strangest stories I've seen in quite a while, and the missus brought this story to my attention yesterday. She was looking at it on a Nextdoor app. You know, we have not done, we're going to have to do some best of Nextdoor here soon, but hadn't done that in a while. But she was looking at the Nextdoor app somehow out of Louisiana.
Okay.
And a lady there on Nextdoor was offering some handmade, homemade teddy bears for sale.
You know, I saw this.
Yes, we'll give you more stories about what she was making, give you a story about what she was making the teddy bears out of coming up in just a second. Now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A man considered armed and dangerous is right now on the run, and Mobile police need your help to capture him. 28-year-old Nicholas Tate is accused of assaulting his own brother with a gun after the two got into an argument last month. Police say
Tate pulled out that weapon and hit his brother so badly in his head that his brother needed immediate medical attention. So as for Tate, he's described as 5'7" tall, weighing about 170 pounds, and he has 2 gold front teeth. He's considered armed and dangerous once again. So if you know where he is or if you see him, don't do anything other than calling police. You also can call 251-208-7211. How about a little great news on your Thursday morning? We all know about Kellogg's. We know about cereal, right? Well, Kellogg's wants more children to get a little something special in their lunch boxes. Last summer, the company launched those writable wrappers so parents could jot down a love note or maybe a little motivation for their kid before they went to school. But you know what? Children who are blind or had low vision, they missed out on those messages. So Kellogg's is fixing that. They made the announcement that will impact nearly 62,000 children. They added Braille stickers and even recordable audio boxes so those with vision impairments can still feel the love from their family members. The heart-shaped stickers were made in partnership with the National Federation of the Blind and includes 8 positive phrases. The audio box plays a 10-second pre-recorded message and can be recorded and re-recorded more than 1,000 times. According to Kellogg's, W.K. Kellogg, the founder of the company, was blind for the last decade of his life and continued working full-time even after losing his sight. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
At 6:54, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Thursday style. Sean and Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, just about an hour away. Actually, even less than an hour away from Captain Bobby Averscotto and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Getting you ready if you're getting out this weekend, celebrating the kids going back to school with a fishing trip. He'll point you in the right direction. All right, so here's a story that was brought to me in my research. So I do show prep during the day, of course, and I show prep at night, right? Mm-hmm. In the evenings, seeing what stories may be at play the next day. And sometimes the missus gives me ideas. Last night, she said, "Hey, Sean, look at this." I said, "What?" She said, "This is..." I don't even have words. She starts going through the Nextdoor app out of Metairie, or as they call it there, Metairie, Louisiana, and shows me a series of photographs, and then the commentary was incredibly funny as well, about a woman in Metairie that was selling teddy bears made out of raw chicken.
Oh, no.
Okay. So I will say this in deference, because the national audience doesn't get it, but in, you know, the folks in Louisiana, I remember going to A-Bear's Meats 20 years ago in Lafayette, Louisiana, and picking up boneless stuffed chickens. And they do a lot of that there. Really good stuff. They debone the chicken, put them back together so you can just slice straight through. Oh, and crawfish stuffing. And I'm talking about knockouts of turduckens and things like that.
You get that and some seedless watermelon. You don't have to work another day in your life.
It's shit right there. I can't do anything other than eat. But this woman in Metairie is selling these teddy bears made out of raw chicken. So she debones them, I guess, and then sews them back together in the shape of a teddy bear.
Creepy.
She stitches together the raw chicken parts in shape of the teddy bear. Now, of course, you can cook and eat that teddy bear if you like, because it's chicken, right? The bears, of course, look like something out of a horror movie. Picture chicken skin all stitched together like Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. It's a shame, too, that it's now been pulled down. The post has been pulled down because she was getting such grief on the Nextdoor app. I mean, we read through the comments last night. Such grief. She's now pulled that listing down. It's a shame, too, because the price was $35.
Oh, that's not bad.
And if you provided your own chicken, if you brought her a chicken, it was just $25. She also said, here's the part, because I was sitting there, and my wife said, "Stop, there's more." Mm-hmm. I said, "How could there be more?" She said, because she offering to make custom clothes for your chicken teddy bear.
That's the part I honed in on as well.
So not only was she putting these stitched together chicken meat teddy bears, she was offering to make clothing for the chicken meat teddy bears. Tell you what, we'll put a link up on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. You can check it out right there if you dare.
Yeah, and I love she puts great family activity. Yes. Yeah, if you want to scar your children for life, it looks like the face of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I mean, it's so scary.
I'm Mr. Teddy Bear, and and then you can put me in the oven and cook me.
Oh, no.
So, ladies and gentlemen, all teddy bears aren't created equally. Some are tastier than others. All right, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings on the way. Striking at Coca-Cola here in Mobile. We'll get the latest from WKRG's Katerina Lukatich coming up.